We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Monday, November 18th. Found out that plants, although they are good at cleaning the air inside, they can't do it alone.
You know, if Alexa was involved with a plant, we could talk to it, Chris.
Very true.
I'm just telling you.
We found out that researchers analyzed dozens of studies and found that the natural ventilation does a much better job than houseplants in maintaining the air quality inside your house and your office. They said that they would take anywhere between 10 and 1,000 plants per square meter of floor space to basically do the cleaning capacity that your HVAC system is already doing, or just simply opening the windows.
You do see.
Yeah, everyone always says, like, here's a plant, it'll help clean your air. Apparently, you need an entire greenhouse.
I have seen at the gym where I work out, there's a living wall, an entire wall all the way to the ceiling of just plants, which is kind of cool. I mean, it must do something. But I did an analogy on the air. This is like when they tell you, yeah, wine's good for you because it has flavonoids, and that's an antioxidant. Yeah, but it would take three barrels of wine at a sitting to drink to get enough, you know, good from the flavonoids.
It also reminds me of one of my favorite marketing ploy from when protein was first big, you know, a few years ago. But it was candy bars that were touting how much protein they had in it.
You know,
I had 14 grams of protein. I'm like, yeah, but you got like 200 grams of sugar, too.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
it's called polishing a turd, I believe is what they call that.
I believe so, yeah.
We learned that there's actually some new technology that it can be attributed to the smell of books.
Yeah, biblicor is the word, the smell of books when you walk into an old bookstore.
Yeah, the researchers have actually developed an electronic nose that can non-destructively sniff the odors given off by books. The technology can distinguish between paper made from cotton or linen, or even paper made from wood, as well as distinguish between books from three different time periods.
I mean, you'd smell mildew, right? I mean, that's...
Isn't that what that is?
That's what I would think, you know, but I think most humans can smell mildew. I know I can.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
my
talent.
I've never noticed that a book smells mildewy, though, really. I don't know. They smell, I guess, musty, but I never associated that with mildew.
That's what look if they're starting to deteriorate, you know, they probably were. That's what you need the nose for, and then you have to conserve them if they're starting to deteriorate.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We also found out that if you use a public USB port to charge your device, slap your hand, don't do that.
I think apparently the hackers have figured out every possible way to steal our data, so I'm just going to give it away.
Yeah. Juice jacking is what they call it, but basically, it's when you plug in your USB port.
It used to be when you put some of your parents' liquor in your juice box, but no.
Not anymore.
You ruined that for us.
When you plug in your USB cord to charge your phone, you're also giving it a freeway of information that can go back and forth.
That same cord also transfers data. It's not just power.
It kind of makes sense when you think about it, but you know, it's kind of hard to find ports to charge your phone, especially if you're traveling like in an airport. They basically say use your phone's AC outlet or use the AC outlet adapter.
Like bring your own. Mm-hmm. Don't just if there's a cord that's you know a kiosk that you can just plug the cord into your phone. Those are the ones that can be hacked.
Yeah. They also
just spend $20 and buy a power bank and call it a day and don't even worry about it.
Yeah, but sometimes you forget to charge the power bank, which has never happened to me. you end up having to do that anyways. And they also say, more importantly, on some devices, I know Apple's will do this because I plug into my computer to charge my phone sometimes. It'll ask you want the computer to grant access to your phone. Mm-hmm. Allow or don't allow.
That's cool.
So I always click don't allow because, you know, it's my phone.
You know, I guess what you could do to thwart this is if you use your have one of those little extra power supplies that you can juice up.
Yeah.
Nobody can hack into your power supply.
That's what Janie was
saying.
That's
what I keep talking about. Yeah, the power bank.
You're way ahead of me, Janie.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
what
it's
else
just,
is new?
You're right, though, Chris. I have forgotten to charge mine, too, but... Like, it's just so much easier, and then you're not having to fool with people, and it's lightweight, and it's, you know, it's just, and they usually last, like, four separate charges, so it's good for, like, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I bought mine standing in line to check out, so I probably wasn't the best model to use that. This was kind of eye-opening to me, because you never think about items that have been recalled for safety reasons actually making it back out to be sold again. And a lot of times it's by innocent mistakes, and sometimes it's actually done purposefully. But just so that we're clear, the law does state if something has been recalled by the government,
right,
it is illegal for you to sell it.
Now,
or,
the story was an attorney in South Carolina bought something like a stroller, and the child died, but he didn't know it was a recalled item, though.
Yeah, right? It was a recalled item. Had no idea that it was. He saw it on one of those online, like Craigslist, eBay type thing.
Yeah.
Saw it and purchased it, and apparently lost his daughter's life. And basically what they're saying is that it is kind of the responsibility of these websites to kind of police themselves. But let's be real honest, it's kind of a really hard job to do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people will put up a description that maybe is not exactly what they're selling. They'll put like stroller instead of putting the model number and all that.
Yeah, right.
So it really kind of falls upon ourselves until we find a better way. The first rule of law, like you said, Storm, if the price is too good to be true, it probably is.
And buyer beware, caveat emptor. You got to kind of do your own research with these things.
There's a really cool website we have linked up on our website, but it's the Consumer Product Safety Commission's recall list, which is cpsc.gov/recalls.
It's pretty simple right there. Yeah.
If you're looking to buy something online, especially if it's child related or something that's life threatening, you don't want to climb a mountain with some hooks that are secondhand. You might want to just put the product description in their search engine to see if it's been recalled. If you're at a thrift store or a consignment shop, ask the store owner or operators, do they screen for recalled products? Chances are they aren't, because this is something you really don't think about. But just to double check that.
Watch for the guy rolling his eyes if you ask him that.
Yeah.
I know. Well, and I never even thought about being recalled. Like, you just don't think about it. You're like, oh, it's a thrift store or whatever. And then I've never really thought about the fact that something I buy might actually have been recalled already.
And not only recalled, but it could have been recalled years ago, which is if you're dropping off something, you might want to double check to see if it's been recalled. You can also go to that same website. And then finally, I know it's a pain in the hiney, but those cards you get usually with products that say register your device.
They want your address and how to get a hold of you, right?
There might be a chance that they're going to send you some junk mail, but more importantly, why it's there is that in the event of something being recalled, they can contact you immediately. Like, for instance, my tires. When I got my tires, I got a card
to register, right?
Just in case my tires were recalled. I don't want to drive around on tires that aren't safe.
Pretty nice, yeah.
We also found out the world's best cruise line, according to U.S. News and World Reports.
Drum roll, please. Hand them the envelope. The envelope is... hang on.
That is Royal Caribbean International.
Woohoo!
Married to the best cruise line for your money. Actually, it's based in Miami, even though it was started in Norway. Actually swapped places with the sister line, Celebrity Cruises, which is now number 2, and Norwegian Cruise Line, number 3.
Okay.
The survey looked at 17 cruise lines and 176 ships and evaluated everything from the reputation among travelers to if it's had any sort of disease or, painful rectal itch type things.
I hate that. That's the worst ride at Disney.
It is. Painful rectal itch.
An old Saturday Night Live thing, guys. That's what that reference comes from.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know where that came from, but I just figured, whatever, man.
Dan Aykroyd was actually doing a fake commercial, and he mentioned
painful rectal itch.
Painful rectal itch.
Now, if money is no concern and value, that's for everyone else. You can go to Viking Ocean Cruises, apparently named the number 1 in the luxury department. And when it comes to families, Disney's cruise line is tops. They say also, too, so if you're looking to book your cruise, they actually have kind of a Black Friday window, which is January, February, March of every year.
See, I would think during the winter months that that's when they're selling the most cruises because it's cold up north and you want to go to the south.
Maybe.
That's interesting.
But they're saying, and this is their words, not mine, but they're saying that you might get a nice little incentive for booking early, such as a discounted fare, free upgrades, complimentary beverage packages, or onshore credits. You can also look for the upgraded ship. You can actually, I guess, find out which boat you're going to be on.
Something that's just been retrofitted or something, refurbished.
Because if it's a brand new ship, they're going to charge top dollar for that.
Yeah.
And perhaps you can get a refurb, which is kind of like, doing a renovation at your house. It's an old house, but it looks nice.
We just scraped the barnacles off.
You might get a nice little deal there.
Hey, let me get back to the painful rectal itch. I remember what that's from. This is when they were Smucker's Jam. Had an advertising campaign, and the real campaign was, with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good. So they were riffing off, with a name like Painful Rectal Itch, it must be good.
There you go.
They were coming up with just absurdities.
I love that.
All right.
And then finally, we learned that Alexa is coming to your Christmas tree. Thanks, Mr. Christmas, 7-foot smart tree.
Appreciate us. I know I'm
Mr.
even lazier.
Christmas is- Yeah, Mr. Christmas is what creeps me out the most, that they named it that. Like, having a talking 7-foot tree named Mr. Christmas.
Have you heard the jingle, though? Mr. Christmas, that's a name. That name again is Mr. Christmas.
I think of Mr. Christmas as like those TV commercials with a guy with a sledgehammer smashing toys, you know, like saying it's a different price. It's Mr. Christmas Emporium. Anyways, Amazon has teamed with Alexa's Echo and is now in a Christmas tree. So instead of you sitting there with your lazily with a remote control to change the colors of your Christmas tree lights,
you can now do it with your
Alexa,
voice.
Alexa, light me up.
Yeah, baby. Get me lit, Alexa. 400 individual LED lights, 13 different lighting functions. You can turn it on and off, all without lifting your finger, or you can do it the old traditional way of actually using your hands to do that.
And you didn't need that $300 anyway.
Yeah, $300 you can get it, but you need to order it soon because they've been on back order. The soonest you can get it as of today, which is this 18th of November, would be the first couple weeks in December.
I can get it to you by Easter. Does that sound good?
An Easter tree. So there it is, our show for today, Monday, November 18th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
Bye, happy Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.